Is he still there?
He's still behind us, Dad.
I don't want to lose them.
Oh, I'm not sure that would be possible going at this speed.
Is that definitely him?
Yes, it's him. They're only about 10 feet behind us. You can clearly see him at the steering wheel.
Well, that could be anyone.
Well, anyone with the exact same face as Ian.
You can't be sure.
Who also just happens to have the same make of car and a similarly out-of-his-league girlfriend.
She's not out of his league. He's a very nice-looking boy.
He's not a boy. He's in his 40s. And she's so out of his league that they're playing different sports.
I think we should pull over and chick that is them.
It's them, Dad. Look. Hello, Ian. Look, he's waving back.
Well, you waved. Anyone would wave.
But he's mouthing, hello, Jane. And that looks like, why are you going so fudging slowly?
He's the youngest, and if we lose him, he'll be lost.
He's in his 40s, and he's got a sat-nav.
Least said, soonest mended.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
Least said, soonest mended.
Billy, I'm in the car with my family.
Oh, it's back on with Billy then.
Apparently, for the moment.
Oh, good, I like him.
You do? Why?
He's a bit of a one.
Yes, he is, isn't he?
I can't see that.
Billy, she's sitting right by her mum and grandma, so you should probably stop asking her whatever it is you're asking.
Mum!
What's he asking?
Let's not ask what he's asking.
Why? What's he asking?
He's not asking that, Mum.
I never said what I thought he was asking. I don't want to know what he's asking.
Well, I do.
No, you don't, Ken.
Oh, I see. Apparently, I don't. Oh, hold on. Where's Ian?
He's right... Oh, I don't believe it. Looks like you lost him.
Nearly there.
Ah, it's okay. They just got fed up of dawdling. Their sat-nav suggested a better route. He says they're there already.
Oh, I very much doubt that.
They used the sat-nav.
I'd like to see the sat-nav that knows these roads better than me.
That's every sat-nav, Grandad.
There is no computer as smart as the human brain.
There they are.
Hello.
Hello.
What kept you?
Oh, he was lucky this time. I only have to be lucky once.
Yeah, that makes no sense. And you realise you just quoted the IRA there, Dad.
Oh, don't be daft. Oh, dear. There's not many spaces.
It's never like this, usually. All these people just visiting at Christmas. Sad. There's a car just coming out, Ken. Oh, you've gone past it.
Well, I've got to let him get out, haven't I?
Oh, well, quick, before someone pinches it.
No one will steal the space.
It's a good space.
Well, we're the only ones here.
Space here, Dad.
Yes, I know. Everyone can see the space. I'm not stupid.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm looping around. Will you be quiet?
Well, why didn't you just reverse?
I'd have had to reverse past it and gone in forwards.
So?
So, if I go this way, I can reverse in, Holly. I'm saving us time when we leave. You'll thank me later.
Are we saving time later if we're wasting time now?
Well, of course we are, because time in the future hasn't happened yet.
What, Dad?
That space looks a bit small, Ken.
It's fine.
I'm going to get out here in case I can't open the door.
Well, fine, hurry up then. We don't want to lose the space.
I thought you said we wouldn't lose the space.
We won't lose the space. Just hurry up in case we lose the space. Well, you're in my way now. Stand over there.
I thought you knew what you were doing.
I do know what I'm doing. Oh, hell's bells. That's not on. That was my space.
He can't hear you.
I'm not letting him get away with that.
To be fair, there's no way he could have known it was our space. We were nowhere near it.
It's our space. Excuse me.
He can't hear you through the window, Grandad.
Excuse me.
You've opened my window in the back, Grandad.
Buggeration. Excuse me. That was actually my space.
Hey?
I was going to go in there.
Yeah, well, I got here first, so...
No, but you didn't. We've been here for 5 minutes.
So why didn't you go in the space 5 minutes ago?
That's a good question.
I was turning round.
Why?
To save time later.
Didn't work, did it? These spaces are first come, first served.
Yes, I was here first.
Sorry, I didn't know.
There's no way he could have known.
There's an overflow car park down there, mate. Well,
you should go there. That was my space.
Happy Christmas.
It was my bloody space.
Calm down, Dad.
Let's go and park up there.
So rude.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight.
Calm down, Mr. Road Rage.
Don't you start.
I don't know why you just didn't park in there straight away.
It's your fault. You had to get out of the car in case you couldn't open the door.
Do not go blaming me for this.
To be fair, there wasn't really room to get out.
Yeah, here you are. Out.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're all parked and out of the cars now.
Actually, it's your fault, Ian. Why didn't you stand in the space and stop the guy coming in?
I tried. He nearly ran me over.
A commitment. That's your problem.
You're lucky he didn't punch you, Wand. Sorry you had to witness that, Chloe.
I enjoyed it. You lot should sell tickets. You've got quite a macho side to you, Ken. I'm all a quiver.
I've had my moments.
When have you ever been in a fight?
With that camel in Longleat.
Oh, well, that doesn't count.
He spat at me. He deserved everything he got.
You had a fight with a camel. Who won?
I would have done if the keeper hadn't pulled us apart.
He wouldn't have, Chloe. The camel was all over it.
It wasn't.
All right, Ken, don't get the hump.
This is not a subject for levity.
Have we all got the presents?
Oh, I've just realised we didn't bring her anything.
Oh, don't worry, dear. Your present is your news.
So exciting. Let me give you another hug.
Let's just keep a bit cool about it.
Not a chance.
Not that the news will mean much to Mum, I suppose.
We can but try.
We can make her remember. It'll be a Christmas miracle.
What? Because it's the day before the not-actual birthday of a bloke who didn't exist.
Don't be blasphemous. He did exist.
Well, if he did, a bloke who's been dead for 2,000 years.
I think you must have missed the bit where he rose again.
Because of that, an old lady in Somerset will be somehow cured of Alzheimer's.
Well, not with that attitude.
Yes, we can try.
Your dad believes that if we can keep Mum mentally sharp, it'll help preserve the memories she still has.
Maybe even bring back some of the fuzzier ones.
How do you do that?
Oh, you'll see.
Oh. It's been a bit of a squeeze.
Oh. Well, we're all friends here.
All family. Can you reach the button, Ken?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, sorry, Chloe.
I didn't realise we were that good friends, Ken.
It was an accident.
I know.
I want you to know, Chloe, it was a very difficult decision to put Mum here. I wanted to look after her myself, but we couldn't cope.
No. We're too old to be looking after an old person. We're old. Someone should be looking after us.
Don't worry. As soon as you two are too much trouble, you're coming straight in here.
That's what I want you to do.
In fact, Dad, we didn't say anything, but we're actually dropping you off today.
No, you won't get rid of me that easily.
This is a lovely place. Everyone's very happy here.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. It isn't usually like this.
Really, Chloe, this is usually such a bright and breezy place. Maybe they're sad because they're missing Christmas with their family.
Or because in their dementia, they're simultaneously reliving every single Christmas with their family.
Oh, dear.
Hey, Ian, do you ever worry that you've already lived your life and are now in a care home with Alzheimer's disease and what you perceive as reality is just a distorted memory of the first time this happened?
Well, I do now. Jesus.
Hello. Happy Christmas.
Hello. We know where we're going. This is for you. All the staff. Happy Christmas.
Oh, biscuits, lovely.
Thanks for everything that you all do.
This is her. Oh, man alive, that's not her.
Oh, where is she? Oh, God, you don't think...
No, they'd have rung.
Where's my mum?
Sorry.
Doris Edwards. She's not in her room.
We don't have a Doris here. Are you on the right floor? This is floor one.
Oh, thank God. You pressed the wrong button, Ken, you nincompoop. Mum is on two.
I pressed two.
Oh, yes, obviously, which is why we're on one. It all makes sense. I am so sorry. Oh, and we're going to have to take the biscuits back.
Oh.
I suppose you can keep the one you're eating.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I
Ah, yes, this is it.
You can see why we were confused. It looks exactly the same.
It's like the Twilight Zone, a cursed lift that shows you the horror dwelling beneath the surface.
It's
like something out of that Dante's Inferno.
That volcano movie?
No, Mum, it's a medieval Italian poem.
I knew you were still in there somewhere.
What do you mean?
My clever daughter. You've been pretending she isn't, but I knew she was.
Shut up, Mum.
You know, I don't mind you hanging out with Billy.
You do? You absolutely do mind.
Yes, I do mind. I completely mind. But only because I don't want to see you waste what you've got. You're the only clever one in our family. I love them, but your brothers don't have two brain cells to rub together.
You've got the one brain cell.
Do I really need to say?
Mark,
I want you to go to university to escape, not get stuck here in Dante's Peak.
That's the volcano movie.
Yeah, I know. But why didn't they call the volcano movie Dante's Inferno? It was about a volcano. They're idiots.
I'm going to uni, Mum. But I'm 17. I want to have some fun first.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought when I was 17, and now look at me.
Your life isn't terrible.
Really? That might be the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Come on, let's catch up.
Right. Oh, thanks. Biscuits. Lovely.
Sorry it's been opened. There was a bit of a misunderstanding.
How's Doris been?
Oh, it's been a tough few weeks. I don't know how she got through it all.
Because she's Doris Edwards. That's how.
Quietly, she's asleep.
God, she's lost so much weight. She looks like a little bird.
Look at her face. She looks so much like herself. I know that's an odd thing to say, but she looks like herself 30 years ago. It's her on the outside, even if it's not her on the inside anymore.
Are we going to wake her up?
Well, it seems rude, but we've come all this way.
I'll do it. Doris. Doris, love.
Mm-hmm.
It's us. Ken and Margaret.
What? What do you want with me?
It's Christmas, Doris. The family are here to see you.
What?
Doris, what's 7 times 6?
Eh?
7 times 6. What is it? You know it.
Go away.
Is this the plan to keep her mentally sharp, Ken?
Yep.
Any luck with it?
Not yet, but if I catch her unawares... what's Morse code for E, Doris?
Mum was always a whiz at mental arithmetic, and they did Morse code in the Girl Guides.
I'm trying to reconnect the neural pathways. 11 times 11, Doris, that's an easy one.
It's 121.
Impressive.
Not really, he did this to us most of our childhood.
Leave her alone, Magnus Magnusson. We've got something that will connect her to the real world. Chloe, Chloe, give her your news.
Hello, Doris, I'm Chloe.
Oh, I know you, don't I?
Well, we met a few months ago, but...
Such a lovely face. Are you a film star?
She is.
But she's not a star. She's in some films.
Why are there so many car insurance companies?
I wanted to show you this.
Oh, what a beautiful ring. Who's the lucky fella?
It's this one here.
Him?
Yeah. He's going to be my first husband. Got to keep him on his toes.
Him? Really? Oh, you want your eyes testing, dear.
She's saying what we're all thinking.
Love is blind.
Oi. And in this case, also deaf and dumb.
With no sense of smell.
And also might have had a bang on the head.
Can we wait until she's actually married me before we point out what terrible mistake she's making, please?
Yes, let's just thank God he's found someone crazy enough to take him on. No offence, Chloe.
Guilty as charged.
We have to love him, Chloe, but you...
Let's get a cuppa on the go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll help. Come on, Ian.
Doris... How do you determine the area of a circle?
I'm not convinced this is working, Grandad.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Don't know why everyone's been so mean to me today.
What are you talking about? Dad just said he loves you.
No, he didn't.
He did. He said we have to love him, but you...
Yeah, he's saying he loves you.
Well, I mean, barely.
You've got to take it as the best you're going to get.
I mean, I assume he loves me too, but...
Come on, you can't expect an actual I love you from a member of your family. Would you even want it?
Yeah, we have to love him, Ian. It's a big deal. He's proud of you.
So that was a declaration of love? I wish I'd thought of that when I proposed. Well, Chloe, obviously I have to love you. Do you want to get married anyway?
That'd be better than what you actually did.
Yeah, all right, we don't have to go.
Oh, no, did he screw it up?
He totally bottled it.
I couldn't find the right moment.
We were in a beachside restaurant drinking champagne under a full moon in Thailand. What righter moment was there?
But there were people at the other tables. It was embarrassing. I don't like it when other people are looking at me.
And that's why you became an actor.
Last day of the holiday, I knew it was meant to be coming, but he still couldn't spit it out. I was furious. We had a massive row.
So you end up with people looking at you anyway.
Look, it's a big commitment getting married.
Forsaking all others, as long as you both shall live. Mm.
That's as close as the church gets to inciting murder. As long as you both shall live. There's an escape clause.
You've got a bit of a dark side to you, haven't you?
Yeah, you have no idea what you're letting yourself in for.
Well, at least we know she's not after you for your money.
I've got some money.
Not as much as her, though. So when did he ask you?
When we were checking our bags in at the airport on the way home. He was all, oh, look, I'm sorry I messed it up. Shall we go ahead with it anyway?
Ian, you did.
No ring, no flowers. I mean, he'd just given me my boarding pass.
We knew we were going to do it. Why did we have to make a song and dance about it?
Oh, I actually quite liked it. It was honest. When I've been proposed to before, it's felt so set up.
You've been proposed to before?
Yeah, loads of times. I mean, look at me. Ian's the only one I've ever said yes to, though. Well, apart from one other time, but I changed my mind fairly quickly, so...
Might you change your mind again, do you think?
Oh, who knows? Got to keep him on his toes.
I love you, Chloe.
Yeah, I love you too.
And Jane?
Yes, darling brother.
Can you pick up the biscuits?
Ooh, here's the charmer.
Oh, lovely. She's drifted off again.
Oh, bless her.
She might just be pretending to avoid Dad's maths quiz.
Or she might be ruminating on them. Wake up with the answers.
Anyway, here's to Doris. Happy Christmas to the best grandma in the world. Doris. It's so emotional. I think I'm going to cry.
I wish you could have known her, Chloe. She was an amazing woman. Never cared about herself. Never had anything. Lived in a two-up, two-down in Middlesbrough. Just looked out for everyone else. Everybody loved her.
I can tell, honestly.
Right into her 90s, she was sharp as a tack. Always up on her feet, helping out with Christmas dinner.
She saved my life.
Did she?
Yeah. When I was about 4 years old, I'd eaten a whole pack of fruit pastels all in one go. They'd become clumped in my throat. I was choking to death. She saw me, grabbed me, turned me upside down, shook me until this fruit pastel gloop slid out onto the carpet. She saved my life.
Oh, I never knew about that.
Admittedly, she had given me the fruit pastels in the first place and allowed me to eat them unsupervised, but it was a good save.
Yeah. When Grandad died, 20 years ago now, I think a lot of people lose the love of their lives and they give up, but she didn't. After a period of mourning, she got back on the horse and started dating again in her 80s.
No, that's brilliant.
Well, I guess she was an attractive woman to old men because you wouldn't believe the number of old geezers who came crawling out of the woodwork.
It was like some more terrifying Middlesbrough-based version of the Thriller video. Where did they come from? They've been waiting for my granddad to die. He's dead. Come on, let's have a crack at her.
They were queuing around the block. She was like an OAP Cleveland Penelope.
She met someone she liked. Jeff Knott. Oh. He was 10 years younger than her. Bit of a toy boy.
Cradle snatcher.
Jeff was married to someone else.
You don't need to tell Chloe that.
No, it doesn't matter. You're only alive once. You have to make yourself happy. It's only impressive if you're in a long-term relationship, if you're like you two and you love each other. There's no kudos in saying, yeah, I've been together for 50 years, bloody hated each other for 48 of those. I'm just sticking with him because I want to be there when he dies. I'm going to make sure that every second he's alive till then he's as miserable as he's made me.
They had 15 years together. It's great that they met.
You know, Doris told me at the time that the sex she was having with Jeff was the best sex of her life.
Oh, Jane.
Oh, Mum.
It's true.
That is awesome. You go, Doris.
Oh, what was that? What are you all doing here?
Oh, it's all right, Mum. It's just us.
But who are you?
It's Christmas, Mum. I got you some presents, Mum. Nothing too exciting. Some new vests.
Oh.
Oh, blast it. I meant to sew your name in on the way here. Hold on, I'll do it now.
Born in Scotland in 1736, I was a pioneer in the invention of the steam engine.
Are you doing going for gold now?
What W am I?
Don't tempt us, Dad.
There's the name tag. Can you read that, Mum?
Doris Edwards.
Do you know who that is?
Well, I can't think of another one.
She's still in there somewhere, just like you, Holly.
Look, Mum, I got you these for Christmas. Can you see them?
Who are you?
It's me, Margaret.
I don't know any Margaret.
Mum, it's Christmas. I got you these snow globes. Look, aren't they pretty?
Yeah, get closer, Ma. She can't see them.
Look, Mum, look at the snow. There's a chalet in that one and a snowman in this one.
Leave me alone.
I don't think she really understands.
Look, Mum.
Sure, Mum. Shake them really hard right in her face. That'll get her attention.
You'll see. She'll love this kind of thing. Look, Mum. Oh, I just wanted it to see... Oh, no. You distracted me, Ian. Oh, sorry, Mum, sorry.
Get the glass off there before she cuts herself.
Yeah, 5 times 40.
Oh, not now,
this
Ken.
This is just the time when she's distracted.
Help me clean this up.
Last time I saw Doris, Jane was shooting a glitter cannon in her face and now she's covered in snow globe snow. Is she a magnet for glitter?
What must she think she did in her life? Dad barking trivia at a mum showering in glass. What did I do to deserve this? Who was I? Was I Hitler?
There you go, Mum. You're fine. A dry blanket.
I'm very tired.
I know, Mum. We'll leave you be. Do you know who I am?
I'm sorry, love. I don't know you from Adam.
It's me, Mum. Margaret. You know me.
No.
You must know me. Somewhere in there, you must know me.
Mum, don't upset yourself.
I just want to get through to her, Jane. Just for a second. I just want her to remember me. All of us. Even if she forgets again straight away, if we can just make that connection, it's something, it's something.
We should get going.
Just one thing. Let me try one more thing. Where's her tape player?
It's here, Gran.
Right, she always loved her piano. She might have forgotten us and the Morse code and whoever invented the steam engine.
It was James Watt. Oh,
she may have forgotten James bloody Watt, but she'll remember this. Come on, it's your favourite. La, la, la,
la. Come on, Grandma.
Come on, Mum, you do know
sing it.
It,
Doris.
You remember it, Mum, you must do. Come on. Come on. La, la. Come on, Mum. Never mind. Never mind, it's okay.
Blimey, that was a bit full on.
I think it might be the saddest thing I've ever seen.
You'd better get some sleep, Doris Edwards.
Come on then, you lot. Happy Christmas, Doris. I'll be back next week, so you start boning up on your 9 times table, girl.
Happy Christmas, Grandma.
Bye.
Come on, Mum, let's go.
Yes, love. Well, you'd be hard-pressed to make one of your radio comedies out of that situation.
Do you remember the bit with the snow globes? Because, you know, if I was going to give it a go, I think I might start with that.
Maybe.
Coming in.
Just a sec. I love you, Doris. Not really. Where was the Christmas miracle? She only had to hum the frickin' tune.
I know.
How can you just forget every single person and thing you ever loved? Love's meant to be magical and transcend all obstacles, but it doesn't. Just disappears.
Don't be stupid. I don't think I've ever been in a room with more love in it. The love going in the other direction was palpable. 3 generations all willing that tiny little lady to sing that song, giving her back the love she'd given to you.
Do you think in another 20 years' time my mother will be in a home staring back at me, not knowing who I am?
Maybe. And then in another 20 years' time, you'll be staring back at nothing due to your total failure to procreate.
Yeah, you're probably right. Hey, thanks for coming along.
Thanks for having me along. And look at you, showing your soft side. If that's not a Christmas miracle, I don't know what is.
Wind your window down, Dad.
That's my window again, Grandad.
All right, homeward bound. Keep behind me, Ian.
It's all right, I can use the sat nav.
Come on, Ian, he wants you to follow him.
All right, Dad, you lead the way.
Righto.
Margaret was played by Alison Steadman, Ken by Phil Davis, Jane by Fenella Woolgar, Ian by Richard Herring, Chloe by Emily Berrington, Holly by Effie Woods, and Doris by Marion Bailey. All other parts were played by members of the cast. Relativity was written by Richard Herring and produced by Polly Thomas. It was an Avalon Television production for BBC Radio 4.